Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Chaf Zayin. And we have a couple lines up from the bottom on Kuf Chaf Vav Mabez. We are still in the sugyas related to issues of Bechor. So we mentioned, now we're getting into identification matters. Not just what the Bechor gets that we discussed the past couple of days, what is Ro'i, what is Muchsak, but now, who is allowed to say who a Bechor is? We already know that usually one needs two Edim to establish any type of event that took place. Right? Two Edim say, this happened. But there is already an idea that we've discussed and it's come up in the past, and sometimes you don't need two Edim to establish a reality, to establish an event that took place so that I need two Edim, but to establish an identity, to establish whether something is kosher or not. We already have Eidech HaNem and Bisurin, we have that concept, and the Rambam writes in one place, based on the Gemara, that if one person says that this piece of meat is not kosher, and then two witnesses see a person eat it, then we get malchus for that, even though the reality was only established by one. So now, with that background, so now we get into what about establishing the identity of people and the status of people, right? So here we go. So the last couple of lines of the skinny lines we had said, Rav Yosef had said that a man is believed to say, "This is my bechor." This is my son, my Bechor. He's believed to say that, and the person, and he could take Bishnayim, which means very strongly he's believed, right? You're Mosi Mamon based on that. But if somebody just says, he is a Bechor, this is a Bechor, not my Bechor, then we don't say he's allowed to take Bishnayim, because a Bechor, there are a lot of types of Bechors. There's a maternal Bechor, there's a paternal Bechor, and therefore he wouldn't be able to take Bishnayim based on that. Then the last story that we had, the last couple of skinny lines, we had somebody who came in front of Rabbi Bar Chana, who said that Muchsakani Bazeshu Bechor, I know he's a Bechor, and he said, how do you know? Because the father called him a Bukhra Sukhla, a foolish Bechor, maybe he means a maternal one, and therefore he wouldn't be getting a Pishnayim anyway. The Ritva notes here that the context that we were talking about here, that he says, oh, I heard the father call, is what's called Mesiach Lefitumo. Which is a major topic, but the Ritva notes it here. Bukhra Sukhla, Pirish Lafisha Eno Bechor Shalem. You might have heard him say Bechor, but maybe he didn't mean a full-fledged Bechor. It means he is a Bechor in a certain sense. Vulazek Korin Lahadas She'eno Avos Hadashote. By a Hadas, we know a Hadas should have the three leaves on the same level, but on the same horizontal level, but if not, it's called, the Gemara calls it a hadashote, a foolish hadas, and not a full. It doesn't really mean full, it just means not full. So here in the same way, says the Ritva, that's why it's used bukhra sukhla. Not that he's a fool. That's not what he's talking about. It just means not in full. That's the phrase that is used. Gamkin koran lebukhar ha'av kishahu pesi bukhra sukhla. Also, an actual fool. El dekiva de travaya lishna mashma alav lahavi raya. And then he adds, v'agav urchin shaminan de kol shekar o aviv bechor gomor b'meisiach lefitumo hariu bechor v'noto pishnayim. But if the father calls him a full-fledged bechor, and we know that, so the meisiach lefitumo, not that we're relying on him for testimony, but he just happens to be talking and we hear him, so then the bechor would be able to get Pishtayim. So here in the footnote on this Ritva is something that we're going to talk about B'Hashem later on Amud Beis, and that is the ne'emanus that a father has. We will see, there's a special word in the Torah that gives the father ne'emanus to talk about the status of the son, and that's Yakir. Yakir, that's the, he shall literally recognize, but he shall, the Pasuk tells us, he shall be able to identify this child to say, this is my Bechor, this is not my Bechor. That's Yakir. The question is, what type of ne'emanus is Yakir? Right? Is that a real edus? The Torah gives the father ability to testify about his child. Is it an edus or is it something new? Some type of special ne'emanus that the father is given. And one might say the litmus test is to figure out what about other areas of halacha where edus works, edus doesn't work. What about against the chazaka? Right, so that would be good ways to figure out whether this yakir is based on edus or not. Neged edim, whether you can be chozer botoch kedei dibur. We'll have Hashem at the end of today's daf. Meisiach lefitumo. These are all discussions. The Ritva, the footnote here in the Ritva, discusses on this piece in the Ritva, because the father said, the Ritva says, you see from our Gemara, the only reason there's a problem is because there's a possibility that he meant bukhra sukhla, but if not, if we know for sure he meant full bechor, meisiach lefitumo, it would be good enough. Right, so that is a chiddush, because maybe, you know, is Beisiach Levitum better or worse? On the one hand, it's better, because you don't know that you're relying on him, so he wouldn't, why would he lie? He's just saying the truth. On the other hand, maybe it wouldn't be called Eidus in the normal sense, because he doesn't even know that you're relying on him. And maybe if he knows he's giving Eidus, then that's the status of Eidus. But that's an important principle and discussion that we'll have to get back to, Baruch Hashem, a little bit later today. Okay, let's continue now. So that was the first story about the one who came in front of Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So now let's go to the first wide line. Similar story. Right, I know that this person is a Bechor. How do you know? Because when he came to his father, when people came to their father, the father said, Zilu Lagabi Shechasbri. Go to Shechas, my son. He's a Bechor. He can help you out. Umasi Ruke, and his saliva has healing power. Masi Ruke, because in those days it was some of the medical science was that the saliva of a bechor, of a person, had some type of medicinal value if it was put into the eye for an eye ailment, and therefore he says, you know, go to my son, and the firstborn saliva could have even stronger medical effects, and therefore you see that he said that is my bechor. Says the Gemara, v'dilma bukhri di'imahu. Maybe he meant the paternal bechor. So how can he just say, oh, that's a raya? Says the Gemara, gemiri bukhri da'aba masi ruke bukhri di'ima lo masi ruke. No, that was a medical science. Only paternal bechors, their saliva was able to heal, but not as much as a maternal bechor. The Rashbam points out that we know Shichas Bri from another Gemara about the Batashkas cutting down the trees. My son Shichas Bri only died because I cut down a tree before its time. Different Shichas Bri. Right, it must have been a common name, but it wasn't the same one from that discussion. The Gemara here discusses how saliva can help eye ailments. Some might be familiar with a medrash. There's a medrash in Vayikra Rabba. We mentioned this in a totally different context, in a Shalom Bayis context. If you remember the medrash, that there was a woman who used to go to Rabbi Meir Shir every Friday night. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosef Vidarish Bilal Shabsa, says the medrash in Parshat Tzav. Havitam Chadda Itzo Yetziba. There was a woman that used to come to like his Shirim. Vishamale Tanta Midrasha Amtenis Adiyachsam Medrash Azla Labesa Ashkecha Botzina Tfe. So she was a little late. Amar Labayla on Havis. Where are you? Amrelay, Ana Yasivna Vishama Kaila Drusha. I went to hear the Drusha. I went to Rabbi Meir, was giving a Drusha. Where were you? Right, doesn't say that. Just says, where were you? So Amrelay says to her, Kain Vechain, Lo Ailis Lahacha, I forbid you to go there, the Azlis Verokis Ba'anfe. Right, Drusha. I forbid you to go back to the Drusha, unless you spit into his face. I've had enough of this. You're not going back to that Drusha. I want you to home. Fakhulu, whatever, there's half the background, we don't know. Was she late coming home? Was the food ready? We don't know anything. Only half the story. But either way, this is what happened. Safa, Rabbi Meir, Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Meir saw what happened in Ruach HaKodesh, and he realizes this woman stopped coming to his Russia, and it's, you know, related to him. Amar Lehu, and then, so Rabbi Meir starts talking about, he starts giving a shir. And he says, oh, it's bin chod itza de chakima, lamilchesh beina. You know any woman? I need a woman to help me out. I need a woman to help me out I have a medical problem. Amar Lehi, Magirta Kadu. Repetition of the bailach. So they get her, and he says, I really have a medical problem with my eye. I need you to spit into my eye. She says, I'm not spitting into your eye. Rameir said, no, I need it. I need it that you to spit into my eye. At chakim lemilchash, eina. Amar la, afiluachi, roki ba'anfe, sheva zimnin. Vana minshim avdahachin. Amar la, izli amir lebailach, at amir chadazim, vana roki sheva zimnin. So finally he convinced her to do it 7 times. And then he says, go back to your husband. Tell him it was 7 times. It wasn't just 1 time. And in that way, Amar lo Talmidav, Rebbe, kach mevazen es haTorah. Lo hayo lechol meimar lachad minon lemilchesh lach. Why, it's such a bizayin, and maybe we could have done it. You don't need this woman to do it. Amar lehu, lo dayo lemeir liyosheve lekono. What, I shouldn't act like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem allows his holy name to be erased to get a husband and a wife back together. And I shouldn't, take a little of bizyonos to allow it. What do you see from that whole medrash? Again, some saliva in the eye is good for medicinal purposes, even though Rameir made up the whole story. But that's what, but it was somewhat believable, because this was the medical science of the times. So that's what's related to here also, the story of Sheikh Gasperi. Go find him, and his saliva is good. Period. Amar Rebbe Ami. So now we get into the sugya of Tumtum. Tumtum, we know, is a child who, or an older person who has ambiguous genitalia, someone who you don't know whether he's a man or a woman. And androgynous, we're not exactly sure what that is. That was, the Mishnah talks about it in a few places, in terms of having both Simone Zachar and Simone Nekeva. But a Tumtum has, one is not sure. So there can come a time when a Tumtum, whether there's surgery, whether it is revealed that he ultimately becomes a Zachar or a Nekeva. So that's the context here. You have a Tumtum who was a Bechor, that at the time that he was born, it was not known exactly what he was. So you don't know if he was a Bechor or a Bechora. And then, eventually, he becomes a Zachar. It is revealed that he was a Zachar. So is that called a Bechor for all different halachos? So that's this Gemara right now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami, Tumtum Shenikra. Tumtum, which literally is ripped open, v'nim zazachar, it comes out that he is a zachar. Eino nota pishnayim, Rabbi Ami says it doesn't matter that later he is found out to be a zachar, he does not take a double portion. To amar kra, v'haya haben habochor lasini'a. The firstborn, the haya, and the firstborn was to this sni'ah, to the one who was hated, as the psukim describe in Dvarim. We'll read that soon. Psukim in Dvarim. Achiyehe ben mishas havaya. But we dash it from that word, vihaya, that it has to be a son mishas havaya, from the time of the birth. That's when it has to be a bechor. That's when a pishnayim is given out. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, second halacha, af eino nidon kimetzor amora. Also, the halachas of a Bensor Amora, the rebellious son, also does not apply to this type of Zachar, who was not a Zachar, who was not known to be a Zachar at the time of his birth. The Amar Kra, same thing, ki yihyeh le'ish Bensor Amora, achiyeh ben mishas havaya. Until he was a son, mishas havaya, we know at that moment. We know the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph that Bensor Amora might have been one of the three halachas that didn't ever happen. It never happened. It's a machlokas about two of them. But the third one is not a machlokas. But what are the three? Betzora Mora, Irani Dachas, and Baisa Menuga. Right? Those three. So according to one opinion, Betzora Mora is not, never happened. Aye, so why is it in the Torah? Drosh v'kabel schar, says the Gemara. Right? Learn, keep learning. Ask the Veld, ask the Chavetz Chaim in one of his svarim. What? We don't have enough to learn. We need these three contexts. We need Betzora Mora. We wouldn't be able to spend the rest of our lifetime on learning. What does that mean? Drosh v'kabel schar. So the Chavetz Chaim, who lived right at the beginning of photography, right, when they started photography, so he says, the language that the Chavetz Chaim uses is that the Torah is a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Sometimes if you see a picture and there's something cut off in the picture, something's blocking, so you're missing part. You're like, oh, what's there? I'm missing it. I want to see it. It's, you know, like somebody's blocked. They take a picture of the family. So-and-so's head is blocked. So if you see, I've taken it again because so-and-so is behind. I missed it. There's a piece missing. The Torah is a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a part of Torah that we don't study, that we can't see, so we're missing a complete picture of Hashem. And therefore, that's what it means. That's Zerah Mora. It doesn't matter if it didn't happen. Irani Dachas, Bayis HaMenuga. Still, it's part of the picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, we have to study it. And obviously, we have a lot of messages, even if Zerah Mora never, ever took place, right? There's so many details. It's only within these 3 months, and the parent, father, and the mother have to have the same voice, and they have to be the same height, and there's so many different details discussed in Perek Zerah Mora in Sanhedrin, but never happened. But still, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak feels the need to tell us that a Tumtum Shenikra, Benimsa Zachar, is not judged as a Zerah Mora. There is, interesting, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Kisetze, one will not find any mitzvah related to Zerah Mora. There's no mitzvah there. Right? It goes from Yifas Toar to the next discussion. I forgot exactly what the next mitzvahs are. But there is a mitzvah related to Zerah Mora in Parshas Kedoshim. It's not in Kisetze, but it's in Kedoshim, much earlier in the Torah. The Rambam writes, in mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Hei, Kuf Tzadi Hei Lo Saseh, Shehiz Hiranu Miyos Zolel V'Sovei, B'machol u'b'mishteh b'mein aris. There's an iser de oraisa to be a glutton and a, you know, ravenous, without derech eretz individual in eating and drinking when we are young. Doesn't mean that when we're old it's okay to do. But this is when it's talking about u'b'tzna'im ha'mitu'arim v'ben sorer amora. Hu'amor yisalel osochlu al adam. One of the 10 things included in losochlu al adam is don't eat so much. don't eat in such a way that it's zolel, you would be described as a zolel of a sove. That's the Gemara he's quoting from Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. Asar leben sora mori binayin tamalomer lo soflu al hadam. The Rambam counts this as a separate lo sase daraisa, not to be a ben sora mori, even if you're not really a ben sora mori, not to act in that way. And the Rambam adds at the end, and this is what the Ramban argues on this, right here. But the Rambam says, V'yafal pish zeh alav ulav shebeklalos, and even though this is a more general law that we know, lo sochlu al adam includes 10 different averis, as the Gemara describes there in Sanhedrin. Right? But still, the Rambam says, I still count it. Ki zeh eino rachok, sha'acher sheha'onesh mefurash, ein lachish al ha'asara im hayem en adin o milav shebeklalos. This is the Rambam's chiddush. Once you have the onesh that is explicit and individual, in Kiseitze, you have the onesh of Ben Sora Mora. So I'm not so machbid that the lav, the azhara, the warning, is a lav shebeklalos. If you only have a lav shebeklalos, then we know the rule is, ein lokan a lav shebeklalos. But the Rambam here is saying, if the onesh is separate, it has its own pasuk, in Kiseitze, so then here in Kedoshim, the lav of Ben Sora Mora, even though it's a lav shebeklalos, it could still be counted as a separate losase, and one can get punished based on that. Right? That is the Rambam Shita, and the Ramban takes issue with that here in losase kuf tzadi hey. Again, this is the losase of Ben Sora Umora. Rav Salvechik, interestingly, in Nedarim, when he discusses this losokhul al adam, he talks about all of those losases that are included in losokhul al adam, and he connects all of them. Oh, we read all of them, they don't seem to be connected at all. Bez is not allowed to eat on the day that they put somebody to death. One is not allowed to eat before davening. Right? The losokhul feisha atem is palim al dimchem. That was not mentioned in Sanhedrin. It's in Brachis. But again, that's another one. What else? There's no sudas havra'ah for krovim after Bezdin put somebody to death. You're not allowed to eat the basar of a karban before zrikas hadam. What do all of these have in common? Or the Isra ben Sora Mora, explains Rav Salvechik here in the Rishimo Shiurim. By all of them, it's an Isra to eat, but it's not Macholos Asuros per se. It's not that this is treif. It's that based on circumstances, this is inappropriate. Right? So is this a piece of pig? Is it a chefza? We might call it the matzav of the gavra and not the chefza itself. Right? Not eating the day that Bezit put somebody to death. Is that like pig? No. That's not tevel or, right? That's because of what happened today. Right? Don't eat before davening. Right? If I eat before davening, what? There's a whole machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid. Whether you make a bracha on a piece of treif. Right? So does that apply to the Rambam eating before davening? Right? No, that wouldn't apply. It's a different type of machlokas asuros. It's a machlokas asuros related to the situation at hand. Right? The sudas havra'ah for somebody, a haruge bezdin. Eating before the karban is the zrikas adam. That's the common denominator. So also it's a remora. He's eating meat or wine. It's all glat mahadrin. Right? It doesn't, but still, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The situation is what makes it usser. Right? And therefore it's a problem. Is this ever quoted halacha l'maisa? Well, we have the Rambam, so it might be halacha l'maisa, but Ramosha quotes this in a somewhat of a well-known tshuva. Ramosha has a tshuva about drugs in Yoredeya Chela Gimel Simulamed Hei. He talks about this in 1973. He writes, "Bidvar asher etchilu eza bachurim mehayishiva la'ashen chashish." In parentheses, Maravana, right? Pashut shudavar aser mikami ikare dinim shebatora. It's for sure aser, and he wrote this in 40 years ago, right? The alpi, the more health issues that we know of now. But he says, number one, it's makalkel your body, and number two, it's makalkel your brain, right? Who says you're allowed to put yourself into a situation where you can't think? You can't think properly. Right? We have an exception to the rule on Purim, whatever that means, of Chayav Nishlav Asume Ad Delo Yada. But every other day, you have to always be Yada. Right? You have to be in a state where you know. You cause an unbelievable, powerful addiction. So you might say, all right, what about coffee? Okay, but coffee doesn't have all the other negative elements. Even though it's all kosher. Doesn't matter in how you eat and creating a way that you can't get enough of it. That's not allowed. The kosher gain also lahavi atzmo l'tayve gadol ol yosef ol'daber ol'daber shaleka shum tzarech la'adam bazeshu aser. Right, and then he says the ode. He says a violation of kibud avayim shahava aim shal elu shema'ashim mitztarim ode asher over ma'mitzus kibud avayim vog ik yisur deklashim tiyu v'gamze garmin liserim harbi acherim levadze sof davar pashut barur shehu meisur ma'cham. Right, but that is the Moshe in the 70s when he had that shuvah. So he quotes this isser of Ben Sorer Bumore. Okay, back to our Gemara. So again, what are we talking about? A tumtum. So a tumtum, number one, according to Rabbi Ami, does not get pishnayim. Meaning, if he's a tumtum and he becomes a zachar, he's found out to be a zachar after. Number two, he's not judged as a ben sora amora. Number three, amemar amar eino mimait chelik b'chora. Amemar says he's not mimait chelik b'chora. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Be'ez Hashem shenemar v'yoldu lo banim ashi ben b'shas leida. That's to be at the moment of Leda. What does that mean? How do we usually figure out a double portion? So the way that we know, that we've mentioned already, is that, let's say there are five boys, and one of them is a Bechar, so you pretend that there are six boys. And the Bechar gets a double portion, two of the portions. That's how we figure out the amount that a Bechar gets. So says that Meimar, let's say there are a couple of boys, but one of them is a Tumtum. Even though it's a Tumtum Shenikra, Venimsa Zachar afterwards, we don't count the Tumtum in figuring out the Bechorah. We don't say, there are four boys, one of them's a tumtum. So we treat it as if it's five boys. No, we leave the tumtum out. He's not considered one of the sons. We figure out how much the chelik b'chora is first, we give it to the b'chora. Then, for the chalakim of the pshitus, so that we figure out the tumtum gets a chelik of the chelik pshitus. Right, it's a two-step process of splitting up the bechora. That's what a meimar says. He is not mimait the chelik bechora. Number four, Rav Shizvi Amar. Again, there's so much on this daf. You know, every line here we could spend hours on, as we just described. Rav Shizvi Amar af enonimol lishmona. Rashizi says he doesn't get brismil on day eight. Doesn't get brismil on day eight. Is that what it means? The Ramban, the Ritva, and others quote the that's what it means. That it means he doesn't get brismil on day eight. He's totally, when does he get brismil then? On day one. Right, we know, we learned in Masech HaShabbos, and we also had, according to one of the opinions of the Amoraim, that anyone whose mother is not Tmei Aleda doesn't get bris mila on day 8. Machlokas Rav Asi and Abaya there, right, in the Sugya of Nidna Torah v'Nischat Shalacha. So the Machlokas there, whether bris mila is done on day 8 for someone whose mother is not Tmei Aleda, or done on day 1. That's a Machlokas. So here we have another example. That's not what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam here says it doesn't mean day 8 totally, but it means if day 8 falls out on Shabbos. If day 8 falls out on Shabbos, so that's when we say that he doesn't get bris mila on day 8 to be docha Shabbos. But if it's not Shabbos, yes, he gets bris mila on day 8. Right? That is what the Rashbam, the last couple of skinny lines in the Rashbam. Af eno nimo l'shmona lidchos Shabbos. Why? Because again, the pasuk says in Tazria, Ishak is Tazria v'yolda Zachar uvayam Hashmini yimol achi Zachar mishas leida. Again, that's the drasha that we have. You have to be a Zachar from the moment that he is born, not later on. Let's just finish this section and then we'll come back to the line of Bris Mila. Let's do number five. Rabbi Shrav Yamar. Av in imo tmei aleda. His mother is not tmei aleda. A tumtum that is born, even though it was a normal delivery, right? The cesarean section we have the machlokas about the bris mila in Shabbos, and there the woman is not tmei aleda. But here, even if it is a regular birth, still we say that the mother is not tmei aleda according to Rav Shravia. To Amar Kra Isha Kizasriya v'yolda Zachar v'tama Shivas Yamim Ache Dehei Zachar Mishas Leda. So those are the five halachas that are mentioned relating to tumtum. The Rambam, again, there's a lot to talk about here in terms of the bris mila. Hachal Maisa, by the way, what do we do? So we're machmer across the board. Because we're not sure, machlokes rishonim, whether we should paskin like Rav Shizvi or not. Right, we're going to have later on that there's going to be a kasha on him, but it's going to end with a kasha and not a tufta, so you don't know if he's totally knocked out or not. So that's what the rishonim here say. The Yad Ramah says that lamaisa were machmir. We are not docha Shabbos, but we wait till eighth day, because we're machmer on both sides. But the let's read the Rambam for a minute, right? It was the Ramban in the Milchamas also in Masechta Shabbos says that it's not day eight, right? You just wait. You do it on even on day one. But there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchas Mila tells us that Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. There is another example of one who gets Bris Mila on day eight, but it's not Docha Shabbos. Perek Aleph Halacha Yud says the Rambam. Kishem Shemilas Habanim Doches HaShabbos. Kach Milas HaAvadim Shenimolon Lishmona Doches HaShabbos. Just like one's sons Mila are Docha Shabbos, so too one's Avadim's Mila. In the days of old, by Nevekinani. Evan Ivri is a full Jew. There's no Shaila. But in Nevekinani, also, Mila's Avadim, Sheini Molon Lushmona, Doches HaShabbos, Imchal Shmini Shelahem B'Shabbos. Chutz, with an exception, Mi Yilid Bayis Shelotavla Imo, Ad Sheyolda. Right, in middle status. Right, Yilid Bayis. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about what's a Yilid Bayis, what's a Evid Kanani, all the different statuses, but there's someone, a Yilid Bayis, that the mother didn't go to the mikvah until after he was born. Sha'af al pisha nimo l'shmona, ein adochas ha-Shabbos. Right? Bris Mila on day eight, but not docha Shabbos. Asks, and the Raiva doesn't like this. Lo yadati ma'u ze'a hefresh. Right? Watch, if you have Bris Mila on day eight, then it should be docha Shabbos. If you don't have Bris Mila on day eight, shouldn't they go together? The Raiva is bothered, and the Achronim are bothered. How do you, could you have this middle idea that you could do a Bris Mila on day eight, not mitzad chumra, mitzad safek, but mitzad din. Mitzad din, it's vaday on day eight, but it's still not going to be docha Shabbos. So suggest Reb Chaim, and if we ever mention this Reb Chaim, on Hilchas Mila, suggest Reb Chaim, there's really two sources for Mila, as we know. There's one by Avram Avinu, and there's one in Parshas Tazria. Right? The B'nai Keturah, they were not commanded the Torah, so they have nothing to do with Parshas Tazria. But they get Bris Mila, B'nai Keturah, B'nai Yishmael from Avram Avinu. Right? It goes way back. Where's the makar for being Docha Shabbos? That's in Tazria. Uvayom HaShmini Yimo B'Sayar Balasso Afilu B'Shabbos. Uvayom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. While the Parshas Lech Lecha and Vayera, right, the context there of Bris Mila, that just has the makar of day eight. That doesn't have the makar of Docha Shabbos. So that's what Reb Chaim says. You'll have sometimes some individuals who will get Bris Mila on day eight, but won't be Docha Shabbos. So maybe that could be Tumtum here. Tumtum, there's no din of being Docha on day eight. Venera Daha Demila B'Shmini Docha Shabbos Hu Davka Ba'as Haras Shmini Shebekra to be Yom HaShmini Yimol Shenemar Rakli Yisrael Mashenkid B'din Mila B'Shmini Shenemar La'Avraham Bekra Dube Uben Shmonas Yamim Ha'ilo Dachi Shabbos Ubenei Keturah Yochichu Dichlu Bazar Azube In Milas Docha Shabbos. That's what Reb Chaim says about this case. But others say maybe because of the same thing here by Tumtum. By Tumtum, maybe there, again, it has to be a Tumtum that was not born as a Zachar, but a few days later, before day eight, it was Nikra, Vinimsa Zachar. So that is the halacha that one would not be Docha Shabbos, according to Rav Shizvi in this case. Period. One other hara. Again, it's Baruch Hashem, jam-packed day. Remember the Taz. Right, Bali Tosfos already asked the question. Bali Tosfos in Maseches Megillah in the first parak discussed, why is Bris Mila Docha Shabbos? Why don't we say that just like Shofar is not Docha Shabbos, and Megillah is not Docha Shabbos, and Lulav because Gzeira Darabah, why isn't there a Gzeira Darabah by Bris Mila? Maybe you'll come to carry the knife. Right, so Tosfos already asked this question. Right, various answers given in Tosfos, but the Taz says, the answer that's important for us today, the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, writes that the Torah, the Chachamim couldn't have said that you can't do Bris Mila on Shabbos. Why? Because there's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that says it's mutter. Ubayom HaShmini Yimol B'Sayar Alasso, that's an extra pasuk in Parshas Tazria. And Chazal Darshan, that pasuk is telling us day eight even on Shabbos. It's as if the Torah says, even on Shabbos. So the Taz says, the Rabbanan do not have the power to wipe out a heter that the Torah has. When they say, don't blow shofar on when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that's not wiping out the pasuk. Because you'd blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it does not fall out on Shabbos. But here, if you say Bris Mila is never done on Shabbos, but the pasuk says in Tazria it's done on Shabbos. So that's why the Taz says that it cannot be done. And this Taz is discussed by many over the past 400 years. The Menachas Chinuch quotes this a few times. The Taz's yesod is, if the Torah says something is mefurish l'heter, the Rabbanan can't come and aser it. Period. totally. Right? They have to leave open somewhere where it's going to be, where it's going to be mutter. Many other examples of that, but not for now. Just one final point to that is, the Rishonim here discuss the Me'iri. Does a Tumtum have an obligation to be Nikra and become whoever he is? Because after all, let's say he's a Zachar. We don't know. We don't know. It's covered up. It's hidden. Right? So do we say that he has a Chiyuv to put himself into the situation, or this is how he was born, this is how he was born. Doesn't want to have a surgery, whatever the case is. But interesting, does he have a chiyuv to put himself into that situation? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, last word on the skinny lines. Meisvei. The Gemara asks a question. Hamapeles tumtum androgynous. If a woman has a miscarriage, a tumtum or an androgynous, teishev lazachar v'lanakeva, so then we have to be machmir on all sides, right? We know a woman has 7 days of tara, tumah, 33 days of tara for a boy, 14 and 66 for a girl. So when we're not sure what the mother had, we have to be machmir. Give her the shortest days of tara, 7, and the longest days of tumah, 14, and the shortest days of tara, 33. So that's what it says. Teishev lazachar v'lana keva. Tziyufta de Rav Shravya, tziyufta. So it's a tziyufta because according to Rav Shravya says the mother's not tmei aleda. So what do you mean? A tumtum shouldn't have any tumas leda. What do you have to be machmir? So it's a kasha and Rav Shravya on number 5, right? The machlokus was what about on number 4, Rav Shizvi? Right, the Tiyufta, Rav Shravya is knocked out with the Tiyufta. Lehmatev Tiyufta, Rav Shizvi. Should we say that Rav Shizvi is also knocked out because Tumas Leida goes with Bris Mila? Should we say that? Says the Gemara, no. Tana Sivugi Masafkalei, Ulachumra. Maybe the Tana and Rav Shizvi were just being Machmir. When he says don't do day 8, this is where maybe the Rashbam understands it from, it means don't do day 8 when it falls out on Shabbos because we're Machmir. But also, don't do day 1, because remember, a bris milah too early is not a bris milah. A bris milah too late is okay, it's just a couple of days late. So maybe there's no problem, it's just l'chumra. Ihachi. If it's all true that this is just about being machmir, teishev lazachar, vilan akeva, vilanida, mi boile. So why don't you machmir that there shouldn't be any yimei tara? Maybe we should be choshish that maybe there are no yimei tara at all. Maybe she's a nida. Kasha, so that's not a bomb kasha, right? That's why it's only a kasha, not a tufta. That's why it could be that we should hold like Rav Shizvi, or Machmir Halach Lamaisa. Period. Amar Rava, Tani Gavasa de Rabbi Ami. You're right, Rabbi Ami, who was number 1. Rabbi Ami says that a tumtum shenikra does not get pishnayan. Ben velo tumtum, bechor velo safek. So we have a drasha, we have a brisa that excludes a tumtum from a double portion. Bishlama ben velo tumtum kid Rabbi Ami. Fine, the first line is excluding Rabbi Ami, ben velo tumtum. Ela bechar velo safek lafuke mai. What is bechar velo safek excluding? Right, the Rashbam says it can't be a real safek because then that's pashut. Hamos mechaber olav araya. Right, you wouldn't be motzi mamon based on a safek. We have a safek whether this is a son or not, or a bechar or not. So the Gemara says, La'afuke midadarish Rava. It must be going against what Rava darshaned, meaning what Rava darshaned is incorrect. That's what the Brisa is going against. The Darish Rava, Shtei Nashim Sheyoldu Bezachar B'machvei, two women that were in a cave, they both gave birth. And Rashbam of the same husband, two women of the same husband, so you don't know who his racious Ono was. You don't know which baby was born first. Kosven Harsha is Elazeh. Well, you know, there are 10 brothers. You know, it ended up there are 10 brothers when the father died. So these two, they're the ones that are maybe a Bechor or not. So the Ish should write a Harsha to each other, what we might call a power of attorney. And therefore, one of them comes and says, either give me the firstborn, the extra Nachla because of me or because of my brother. It's one of ours. So, Kosan Hashah Zuluzu, and then they would be able to collect it. Stop there for a moment. Tosis says, V'im Tomar, aye. But how could they write our Harshah for each other? Didn't we have on yesterday's daf the machlokas of Rav Papi and Rav Papa? And Rav Papi says that, Ein lo lebechar kodem chaluka. The Bechor's portion is not earmarked and already nikna to the Bechor. So how could one be makna it, so to speak, to the other one? Answers the Re. We're not talking about Kenyan here. Ein zeba ela mikoach shlichus dehilchasa shliach shavya. What is Tosas driving at? What he means to say, he's quoting the Gemara by Bekama Dafayin. Right? What is he trying to say? Harsha'a is something special. We discussed back then, the Ramban and others. Harsha is, according to many, super shlichus. is not even a regular shliach. It's a super shliach. And therefore, so says Ashran to answer that you're right. Even if you say, Ein lebechar kodem lenach, kodem nachla, the bechar doesn't get a portion, and he can't be makna it, and he can't be kona it, but still, says Tosfos, and maybe what he's driving at is that a harshah is something very different. Harshah, says the Ramban, right, he uses the lashon of arkavei atrei rikshi, right, the Ramban says, just I thought, I think the, read the lashon of the Ramban, where's my Ramban, here, says the Ramban, in the little letters in the Melchamos, he might not have written in such little letters. Right, he tries to use the best of both worlds. He tries to be like a makaba matana. I give you rights to collect it as if it's yours, but you're also a shliach. Right, he tries to do the best. That's what the a morsha is. A morsha is a real stand-in. It's adif mishlichus. Right, and therefore, says the, again, that's the big sugi we discussed back then, but that's what Tosfos is saying here, that even if you want to say a regular shliach wouldn't work, but the kosvin harsha'a zelazeh. And therefore, because you write a harsha'a zelazeh, that's what the pasuk is excluding, that this doesn't work. Safik lafuke rava. Amalei Rav Papa labaya. And now Rav Papa points this out to Rava. Rav Papa points it out to Rava. I asked this, they didn't answer me. Bram, kach amru mishrim Rabbianai. Rabbianai already said, hukru l'basof nisarvu, if you knew who the Bechar was, and then later on there was a mix-up who the Bechar is, kos and harsha zelazeh, then they can write a harsha for each other. Because one of them is a Bechar. Lo hukru, but if they never knew who the Bechar was, like Rava's case, they were born in a cave, then ain kos and harsha zelazeh. So Rabbi Yannai brought that Mesorah from the rabbis, that you can't write a Harshah. There has to be at least a moment in time that there was a hecker of the Bechar. So Rava heard this, and he said, okay, I guess I'm wrong. Hadar uki Rava, Amora, Alei. But this is Rava. Rava hears a Tana, he says, I'm wrong. V'darish varam sh'amarti lechem tohasein v'yadi, v'ram kachamru mishum Rabbi Yannai. Hukru l'basof nis'ar v'kos v'n Harshah zelazeh, lo hukru ein kos v'n Harshah zelazeh. So Rava took the price and said, okay, I must be wrong. The tremendous anava and fealty to the Mesorah that the Tanam and Amoram felt, and therefore he gave up his position. Interesting. The Nesivus has one line here. The Nesivus discusses in Reish Ayin Ches, what do you even need a harsha for in these two brothers? Aren't all the other brothers out of it? So basically, it's isn't it theirs? Should be kind of automatically theirs. The Nesivus wonders, what do you even need the Harshah for? If the other two are for sure, you know there is a Bechar, and the other two are not the Bechar, so what do you even need Harshah for? Says the Nesivus. Just an interesting line, which relates to a topic that we've mentioned already. Hainu mishum hatam dechiluk bechorahu bechiv al hayarshim derachmana chivi lahayarshim litein matana zu lahabechor. We've mentioned a number of times already over the last week that the Yerusha, the extra portion is called a Matana. Lases lo pishnayim. Who is it called a Matana from? So if you would have asked us, we would have thought it's a Matana from the Morish. The Nesiva says it's a Matana from the other brothers. And therefore, the other brothers play a role in being Makna it. And therefore, it says the Nesivus, if there isn't a designated Bechor, so then I don't know who to give the matana to. And therefore the mechanism wouldn't work. Heich yarshim mati matchia, chelek zeh bevadeh, eino shel yarshim. Vein safek rak bein shnei elu bechelek zeh. These two should have to fight it out. The other brothers have nothing to do with this piece. The answer is, v'ayla lufsof b'neim, o yachloko o yemunach. Elavadai, tu kechiv shehitila rachmana al hayarshim, laseslo. And then in the bottom here of the Nesivus, there's like four columns of footnotes on this line about the idea that a Bechar is the Chelek is a Matana, but it's a Matana from the brothers, not Dafka Matana from the Morish or from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also interesting, it's clear from what we hold in this Gemara, what does Bechar go by? Bechar goes by the Bechar goes by the moment of birth, right? The moment of Leda, that's what's clear, right? There is, maybe we don't have time to talk about it right now, but we have to remember, at some point in this parak, we have to mention it, the Gra and the Kol Eliyahu. who has a chiddush in interpreting the psukim, that maybe it goes by the moment of conception. That if you know that one baby was conceived first, even though the other one came out first, right, Yaakov and Esav, right, that's what is discussed. So the Gra has a suggestion to give pshat that you go by shas of conception, even though we don't pask in that way. This Gemara is clear, right? You know in the cave, right? You got to figure out who was born first, not who was conceived first. Period. Shalchule, second to last line. Shalchule b'nei akra da'agma l'shmuel yilamdenu rabbeinu. Please teach us. Hayu muchzakin b'zeshu b'char. Now we get back to identity issues. Identity issues, what we started off today with. Hayu muchzakin b'zeshu b'char. We know this guy has five sons. We think one of them is a b'char. V'yomar aviv al acher b'char. Who? And then the father comes one day and says, you know what? This other one's a b'char. He just happens to be a little shorter. But this other one is a Bechar Ma'u. Is he believed to be Motzi from the Chazaka? We don't know based on witnesses, because then, of course, he wouldn't be able to say that. But Yakir doesn't work against witnesses. But here, he is a saying, working against a Chazaka. So, is he allowed to do that? Right, so the Rashbam, on the second to last line, he says, Lav be'edim, she'me'edin, she'nola, ro'nola kodim lechav. There's no edim here. Right, it's a Koba Alma. It's a Koba Alma that we know one of them is a Bechar. So the father says, the other one's a Bechar Ma'u. She'shalach lahu. Kosvin Harsha Zelazeh. So what's his answer? It's a suffix. It's one of the two. Kosvin Harsha Zelazeh. Says the Gemara Manavshach. I don't understand. Ikra Banan Sfirle Lishlach Lu Kurabanan. Ikra Yehuda Sfirle Lishlach Lu Grab Yehuda. Who do they hold like? We're going to have a machlokas, but in a minute. Whether the father has believability. So who do we paskin like? Is the father believed or not? There's no suffix here. So why didn't he send to him one or the other? Answer, Misafkale, Ikreb Yudi Krabanan. We're not sure who to paskin like. What is the machlokes? As follows. Maihi Detanya. Yakir, Yakiren Ulacherim. Yakir, that word teaches me the father has a special ability to identify this son to others. Yakirenu Leacherim. Mikan Amar Abihuda, Neman Adam Lomar Zebini Bechar. A person is believed to say, this is my Bechar. And what's clear from the context? Right, if there's no chazaka, then of course somebody can believe to say a person one person could establish a status. So this is even against the chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if we assume the other one is a bechar, the father is believed to say this is my bechar. And as I mentioned, there's a machlokas whether this is a special edus. This is viewed as edus, or just to quote to you the Granat. The Granat's formulation is that not that it's edus, but he's a bialim. He's a bialim on this area. Says the Granat in Simon Lamed Zayin in Ksubis, Tzorech Lomar, the Svirle, the Kemoshi Din Shavya Anafshi, Chaticha Di Surah Al Atzmo, Kein Yochol Gamkein Aidei Amirasu L'Shavya Chaticha Di Surah Al Beno, Mishum De Bailimu Al Beno, Lagabi Din Ne'emanus, Kemo Al Atzmo. Just like the person is believed to say something about himself, he's believed to say about his son. That's what this word teaches me. Tzorech Lomar, Sha Torah Asta L'Ha'av Bailim Al Beno, Lagabi Din Ne'emanus Al Yuchsin V'Nachala. And therefore, that is the din of that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. Again, there's other sugyas, Gemara's and Kiddushin about this. This is a din daraisa. Is that a midwife also has a certain emanus? Is that daraisa? Is that the rabbanon? Okay, we continue. So Rabbi Yehuda says he has a special emanus, and not only about bechor. Ukshev sheneman adam lomar zebni bechor. Just like a person is believed to say, this is my bechor. Kach neman adam lomar zeben gerusha vezeben chalutza. Wow. Somebody could be believed to say that this is my son. I'm a Kohen, but he is a Ben Gerusha. He is a Chalal. The Rashbam says, Mali Bechar, Mali Davar Acher. Once he's believed about the status, he should be believed. The Rishonim here discuss, the Ritf and others, Einada Mesa Masva Rasha, right? How could a person say something about himself? We usually don't believe him. Maybe he did a Beshogeg. Maybe he didn't know when he married her that she was a divorcee, and now he knows. Right? Various days given. Maybe there's a Pagino Ne'amanus type of idea here. All different answers given to that question. But that's all Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim eino ne'aman. Chamsi is not believed. He's not believed against the Chazaka. He's believed to say this is my firstborn if there's no other counter pressure. So that is the machlokas. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava Bishlam Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Haina Desiv Yakir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I know what the word Yakir is teaching me. Elo l'Rabbanan Yakir l'Amalei. So according to Rabbanan, what is the word Yakir teaching me? Right, if it's not teaching me that he's believed. But Tzarech Hakeira, in a case where he needs Heker, right, L'may Hilchasa L'misva Lo Pishnayim, what, to give him a double portion? What, meaning if there's nobody saying anything else. So the Torah is saying we believe the father, What's the chiddush? Lo yeel acher, even if he's a third party, he's not the father. Ilu boy lemisvi le b'matana mi lo yovle. Wouldn't anybody be able to give a portion to a matana to anybody he wants? So what's the chiddush of yaker who? Lo tzricha b'nechasim shenaflu lo acher mikan. Maybe the chiddush is about property that he gets after he makes this declaration. So he can't be konet makta that to his son right now. That's the chiddush. What if Rabbi Meir damar adam agad damar shalva olam yaker lamali? But if you put Rabbi Meir together with this Rabbanan, we assume is Rabbi Meir. So still, we're back to the question. Rabbi Meir says you can't be makne adavar shalva la olam. Answer, but a chasim shenaflu lo kishuhu goses. Maybe if he gets property, if one of his relatives dies at the moment that he is a goses, right? He is in the throes of before dying, he's a goses. So at that moment, he can't be makna anything, right? So therefore, maybe at that moment, dvarim that he's yorish at that moment, so he wouldn't be able to be makna. So that's what the Torah is referring to when he says yakir. He's believed to give to his son a double portion in that property that he would never be able to be makna. Okay, that is a big discussion. We discussed goses in the past. We don't have time right now to go into it, but the day is. But the first line of Maseches Machos, just to remember, ha goses har yukachay lechol dvarav. A goses is considered alive for all halachas. Right, if somebody does anything to a goses to hasten the death, that's called murder. And a goses is kachay lechol dvarav. He might have a problem making kinyanim, but he is kachay lechol dvarav. Okay, well, two more minutes, and then we'll stop. Tan Rabbanan, Hayim Ochzakin Bo Shu Bechar V'Amar Aviv Al Acher Shu Bechar. Neman, we think A is a Bechar, and then we find the father says someone else is a Bechar. So he is believed. Hayim Ochzakin Bo She'ein a Bechar V'Amar Aviv Bechar Hu Eino Neman. Right? Kasha Sestira. First of all, he says he's believed. Second of all, he says he's not believed. Reish Rabbi Yehuda V'Sefer Rabbanan. Right? So Machzbi, that is the Machlokes Tanoim here. You know what? We'll start with Amar Rabbi Yochanan because that is the new sugya in terms of Ben versus Eved. Okay. Again, there's so much more here, but there's Baal Basra. Baal Basra, a lot of the dafim are chock full. We'll have to stop here, and we will continue.